This is a good morning to some, a good afternoon to others, and a good night to the rest of y'all. This is Steve J on the Rolling Through Podcast, and I'm coming through, doing as I do, sending to you peace, blessings, and love. May all of your days be bright, and all of your wishes be granted by the Most High. Now I'm coming in. Boom, just like that. I've been having some time to myself for the last couple of weeks, just kind of experiencing life, understanding life, and just living in that. And of course, with that, those experiences and the understanding that I have cultivated, I wanted to come to you with some things that just make you go, I wonder about that, or I want to know more about that, or I want to probe my mind a little bit more. But it really hit me over the last couple weeks how everything is energy. It got to the point where I'm just thinking about everything as an energy form, right? And we are energy forms as well as everything else around us is. And everything just has the appearance of different things, but they're not. They're really all one energy form. And you can really start to see that when you start understanding who you are and understanding how the universe works and understanding how you affect the universe with your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. When we are able to see the universe from an energy perspective, we can start to see how energies are introduced to us and how energies are put out into the universe from us. You can really start to see those things and how the universe responds to you and the energy that you admit out, right? But because of the way that we have structured, the way we have structured our experiences, we are not in tune with these energies or how these energies are becoming, or should I say, how these energies are part of us and how we are moving with them like the waves in the ocean. But in order to understand this, we first have to stop thinking as everything being individualized. We have to understand and start to acclimate ourselves with the understanding that we are part of the energies that we experience and how we correlate to those things, right? Example, you know, you go somewhere. I go into the barbershop, right? I go into the barbershop and everybody's in there and let's just say I don't know anyone. It's been my own experience. I'm going to the barbershop and I have so many things in common with every single person in there. Right? And I'm just intertwined with everything that's happening in there. The conversation, the people, everything is reacting, responding to me. Why? Because I am able to understand and see the flow, the way the energy is flowing through the room inside of people, right? Or around us, because it's something we can't see anyway, right? So it's invisible energy that's flowing through all of us, and I can see how that energy is connected. I can You know, I'm in that barbershop and I'm able to have things that are in common with people on so many different levels that even if I tried to explain it, they wouldn't understand it. Right? It's a unspoken understanding or unspoken language that you have with the universe. So it is a important thing for you to cultivate that understanding so that you are able to emit or send out the message that you want to come back to you essentially, because it's what's going to do. Whatever you give out is coming back to you. And not every single thing that comes to you is going to be something that's positive, right? Because you're not positive all the time, are you? Right? So it's not even about those things that come to you that are not a positive thing, quote unquote. It's about how you react to those things. So if there's a negative or energy flow coming to you that you don't like, right? You can choose to react to it in a two ways, right? In a negative or a positive way. You can choose. Or even down the center, right? You can choose. But whatever way that you send these responses back to the universe, you're going to get an equal response in return. So it doesn't, I remember when I was a kid, right? Kids would always say, well, he did it to me first. It's not even about who's first. Because I can assure you, if someone came, like a little kid came and hit another little kid, and then the other little kid hit him back, I can assure you that the kid who hit the other little kid back will also get hit again. So it's just one of those things where the energy will be returned back to you no matter how you put it out. I mean, no matter who brought it to you, if you put it back out, it's going to come back to you, come back around. So it's just a matter of you transmuting. This is where the transmutation comes in. You transmuting that energy that came to you and transmuting it back out into positive energy. And this is the simplest understanding, or should I say the simplest description of how energy is flowed to you and through you. You're orchestrating the energies that you're interacting with. And the key here is you're orchestrating it in a manner where you're not creating, or not, you are creating more of that energy, whatever that energy you're putting out is. Now, it doesn't matter if that energy that came to you was negative. You don't have to put that energy back out as negative energy, right? So just by you not continuing that trail is changing the world. Like, you are that important and you are that special. And this is what we're not taught as children, because it isn't something that is ultimately, or that has been ultimately, beneficial to the way that we live. The way that we live is a way that is not inclusive of everything else. If you look around, everything has been categorized and separated. That is to make the illusion of separation, but it's really all not separated. It's all one thing. And truly understanding that and understanding the laws of energy and how energy works is how you ultimately will be creating the life that you want. Even today, you're creating the life that you want, even though you know you don't know that you are, right? You don't know exactly you are. You don't know how you're doing it. You have not yet understood that. Or should I say, everyone in general, as a human race, we don't understand how to do it overall, right? We're not understanding this importance of how it works or how the universe is and the things we can do to change the universe or change our lives or change the world, right? So all of this, I'm really thinking about and integrating and understanding and understanding it. And it's so amazing to see when I started really grasping and understanding the concept, because there's so many different levels, I would say, to understanding energy flows, right? There's different levels to that. And once you start leveling up your levels, things become more and more obvious to you. So I figured, hey, this would be great information or great ideas or great thoughts to share with the community. And the community could actually appreciate this, right? Because these are things we should be entertaining. These are ideas, subjects, and topics we should always be entertaining and talking and understanding and continuously becoming more of. Truth is essentially what we're becoming. And truth will always set us free. Always say, truth is the light, right? That's the way. Yeah, but having said that, you know, I want to wish you the best and always send you love, peace, and gratitude. And with that, never forget. Positivity is the key. Love is the answer. And knowledge is the fee. This is Steve J signing off on a Rolling Through Podcast. Peace.